You're listening to the Dungeons, Dragons, and Psychology Podcast.
Welcome back, Cyclothids. Today, we're going to be putting on our weighted vest and grabbing our metaphorical swords because we're going to be talking about leveling up as fighters. We are talking about building real-world strength, endurance, and resilience. I'm Robert Walker, author of Session Zero, the DMG to writing great campaigns in any system, and this is my show where I teach collaborative storytellers how to have more immersive campaigns using psychology. So what does it mean to be a fighter in real life? Think of it as developing raw strength and incredible constitution. Those are your primary and secondary abilities of this class. And this isn't just about lifting heavy objects. These things translate to power and resilience and the ability to push through challenges, both physically and in everyday life. So let's jump into the nitty-gritty of building your fighter. But first, I want to give you a little bit of a hack. Now, in order to level up, we're going to assume that we're going to be starting at level one. Well, what does that mean? What I would like you to do is I would like you to use a simple hack called the Power of Three, or the three-book rule, which was popularized by Tim Ferriss. And the premise of this is that by choosing three books on a specific topic, you can equip yourself with enough foundational knowledge to make you a quote-unquote expert compared to the average person. Now, the term expert here is obviously a bit of a stretch, but the principle holds value, and it can be very helpful in this process that we're going to be undertaking, and here's why. First of all, it can help you break down the walls of intimidation. Skills and unfamiliar subjects can feel overwhelming, and that's what we're tackling here. But by applying the three-book rule, it can provide you an entry point. If you choose three specific books that are going to focus on ways to increase the ability scores that you want to work on, then you're going to be very set with foundational knowledge in how to go about that. It'll give you perspectives and approaches, actionable steps to get you started, and it's like part of your character creation process. This is what does level one look like? It's basically the foundation of knowledge is what level one is. Here is your entry into the class. So for a fighter, which is what we're going to be focusing on today, so let me give you just a few ideas of books that might give you some foundational information and knowledge and a starting point that are going to focus on strength and constitution. First, you have Starting Strength by Mark Ripto and Lonnie Starr. It's a practical guide to learning barbell exercises that are essential for building strength. You also have Bigger, Leaner, Stronger by Michael Matthews. It's a great resource for anyone who wants to build muscle and lose fat, and it has simple and effective training programs involved in it. Now, for stamina, look at Daniel's Running Formula by Jack Daniels. It offers a training plan for improving your VO2 max, which is the measure of your maximal oxygen uptake, to improve stamina and running time. Another one that I would strongly suggest is for nutrition, Nancy Clark's Sports Nutrition Guidebook. Or you also have The Endurance Diet, Discover the Five Core Habits of the World's Greatest Athletes to Look, Feel, and Perform Better by Matt Fitzgerald. All of these would be great options for you to get a foundational knowledge of what it means to level up as a fighter, because these are going to teach you skills that you can use to increase your ability scores and give you ideas on what goals you can specifically set for your SMART goals to do this. Now, I'll be doing this for every class that we are going to be working on leveling up in, giving you an idea of a number of books that would be useful to you to set that foundational knowledge. So that's the first step in your process. Find a little bit of foundational knowledge. You can even do it through a Google search if you want to. But this three-book rule principle is really effective. And I can honestly tell you this is something that I have done in my personal life. Whenever I am excited or interested in a topic, I always get a number of books on that topic, immerse myself in the content matter, and learn as much as I possibly can about it, so that as I improve my skills in that area of life, I have a very good foundational knowledge and I know where to start. It's something that really does work very well, and I highly encourage you to give it a shot if you've never done it before. If you have, you probably already know how effective this can be as a tool for learning new skills. So now let's delve into building your fighter character sheet. So first up, remember, you've got your abilities set. You should have downloaded your character sheet from the link in this episode or previous episodes and have come up with a character name. And now we're going to go into some specifics. Let me help you develop some skill ideas, some goal ideas of how to go about this process of leveling up as a fighter. Your primary ability is strength. This translates into real life skills like compound lifts, exercises that work multiple muscle groups at once. So think of squats, deadlifts, bench presses, rows. Focusing on things like these will build overall strength for your body, just like a fighter training for battle. You can also do, if you don't have weights at home, that's perfectly fine. You can do calisthenic exercises. You can do push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, crunches. Those sort of things will work just as well. Your secondary ability is constitution. So this represents your stamina, your ability to recover, and in my mind, your nutrition as well. Think of this as your fighter's inner fire. In real life, you can boost your constitution through cardiovascular exercises like running or swimming or biking, and by incorporating core strengthening exercises like planks and crunches. A strong core is great for weightlifting, but it also helps you a great deal in your stamina, being able to move the exterior parts of your body, all of your limbs together, comes from your core. And a big part of that plays into your constitution, your ability to continue and have stamina. Also getting your nutrition under control, being able to eat healthy food and fuel your body for what you want it to do. Those are going to be part of your constitution. It's going to help you avoid illness and recover more quickly. Proper hydration, also part of a fighter's constitution. So we know that those are going to be some skills that you can focus on. So let's say for your skills, remember, I want you to choose 2 to 4 skills for both your primary and your secondary ability. So for example, if you want to take strength and you want to say, hey, I want to do the deadlift is going to be one of my primary skills. And let's say the pull-up is going to be a second of my skills, and maybe a bench press. Those are the three you've chosen. And then for constitution, the three you've chosen are endurance for running a 5K. So the skill there would be running. And the other skill you're working on is diet and nutrition. It can be as simple as that. Now, once you have that, you need to set SMART goals. So let's create some SMART goals to fuel your fighting spirit. Remember, SMART goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So for strength, maybe you want to increase your 1 rep max deadlift by 20 pounds. You can make this specific by setting a weight goal, increase deadlift to 150 pounds, for example. You can make it measurable because you are tracking your progress in a workout log, and weights are something that are measurable. You can measure how you are improving by how much weight you're lifting. It is achievable by incorporating progressive overload or gradually increasing the weight and maintaining proper form to avoid injury. It's relevant because the stronger deadlift does improve your overall pulling power and your strength, which is increasing your ability score. That's what we're doing here. It has to be relevant to the ability you're trying to increase, and it may benefit other exercises, so it's relevant to overall strength. And it's time bound. So if you're going to set a date by when you want to have this achieved, say within 12 weeks, you break down that larger goal into smaller, more manageable chunks. We'll get more to that a little bit later. Let's look at constitution. For your fighter's constitution, a SMART goal could be running that 5K race in 6 months. It's specific because it has a distance and a time frame. It's measurable because you can track your running time, you can track your running distance on a fitness app. It is achievable with proper training plans and gradually increasing your distance. You can definitely get to a 5K race within 6 months. It is relevant because running and increasing the distance which you can run will increase your constitution score. It affects your ability that you're trying to affect, and it is time bound. You're setting a race date as your target, so then you can set benchmark goals of increasing your running distance. Okay, so you've chosen your fighter class, you've got the skills you want to focus on, you've set some awesome SMART goals to boost your strength and constitution. Now, how do you translate those goals into daily action? This is where your character sheet has the habit tracker. Your daily habit tracking is your secret weapon to staving off or slaying procrastination and keeping yourself on track as a real-life fighter. So, when you're tracking SMART goals, let's say you have that SMART goal of increasing your one rep max by 20 pounds within 12 weeks. Here's how you can track your progress and celebrate those sweet benchmarks. So track your workout schedule. Did you hit the gym today for your strength training session? A simple check mark is all you need on that habit tracker. You list one of those lines as go to the gym or lift some weights or however you want to list it, and just check that you did it that day. Track your data. Record the exercises that you performed, squats, deadlifts, push-ups, jumping jacks, whatever it is, whatever exercises you performed. Track what you did, how long you did it for, what weight you lifted, how many sets you did, the number of sets you completed, how many reps were in a set. All that data is your treasure trove. Analyzing it over time will help you see your progress and adjust your plans as you need. And then, of course, you have the benchmark tracking. So break down that goal into smaller, achievable milestones. And like I said, we want to break it down into four for this process. We want to have four benchmarks, the final benchmark, of course, being the completion of your SMART goal. But what are three other benchmarks you can hit along the way, at which point you get to increase your ability score and increase your level by one? So break that down. So perhaps aim to increase your deadlift weight by 5 pounds every 2 weeks. And each time you increase it by 5 pounds, so the fourth benchmark would be your 20-pound goal, as you reach those 5-pound benchmarks, celebrate your victory. Celebrate it both in your real life by doing something great for yourself, like maybe getting a new pair of lifting gloves or lifting shoes or treating yourself to something healthy, but also celebrate it on your character sheet by increasing your ability that you completed that skill, that you hit that benchmark for. Increase your strength by one when you hit that 5 pounds. Increase it by another one when you hit 10, another one when you hit 15, and you have your plus four. So, you know, you're going from a 10 to a 14 strength on your character sheet over this process, over this 12-week process of increasing your deadlift. And then for your constitution. So if you have that SMART goal of running a 5K race within 6 months, your running schedule is how you're going to do your daily habit tracking. Did you complete your planned run today? A simple check mark keeps you accountable. Data tracking. How long did you run? How far did you run? This allows you to monitor your improvement for speed and endurance. Benchmark tracking. This is where you're breaking it down. So if you're going to be doing a 5K within 6 months, maybe you just break it down simply by, okay, when can I run 2K, 3K, 4K, and 5K? You're increasing the distance as you get stronger and making those benchmarks, meaning you're building the stamina and you get to increase your constitution score. Now, for both of these, remember, consistency is key. Small daily actions add up to big results over time. And you have to remember there will be setbacks. Don't just get discouraged by them. View them as opportunities to learn and adjust your training. You want to celebrate your small victories, increase your stats, and keep leveling up. That's the whole point of this. You're improving yourself the same way that you are gaining experience for a character in a game. You're doing that for yourself. You're gaining experience and you're channeling that experience into skills and into goals, into habits that are increasing your own stats and making you more of the heroic persona that you have created for yourself. And it's a really fun and exciting thing. So before we go, I do just want to give you a few more ideas, just if you've chosen fighter, a few more real life applications for building your physical might. Now, remember, strength training is the cornerstone of building real life strength. So you're focusing on these compound exercises, working multiple muscle groups, and you're developing a personalized workout routine that fits your goals and abilities. But functional fitness is super important. Don't just lift weights. Incorporate activities that improve your functional strength. Things like rock climbing or martial arts or obstacle course training is something that I've done a lot of myself, and it has been awesome. I've run like 14 Spartan races. They are such a great time, and the skill building required for learning how to go over obstacles like climb walls and climb ropes that build strength but also functional strength is really cool. Remember, very important with the fighter, strength and constitution increases, you need to have proper nutrition. You have to fuel your body for optimal performance. So you want to prioritize protein-rich foods, complex carbohydrates, and healthy fats to support muscle growth and recovery. Rest is also an important part of being a fighter. You need to give your body the time it needs to rebuild and repair muscle tissue. You need 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep per night. This is something I personally struggle with, but I have noticed when I am focusing on getting the right amount of sleep, things at the gym happen so much easier. My stamina is better. My strength gains come so much faster when I do that little bit of extra focus on making sure I get enough sleep. For your con, yeah, cardiovascular exercise, obviously, anything that increases your lung capacity is going to be great. But other things you can look at are stress management. Chronic stress can weaken your resilience. And so developing healthy coping mechanisms like meditation or yoga, or even just walking in nature, can also be ways to improve your constitution, because they can improve your overall bodily function by reducing stress. Again, adequate hydration, healthy sleep habits, and then you need to think of the mindset of a fighter, right? So a big part of a fighter is discipline. They are masters of mental discipline. Setting clear goals, creating and sticking to a workout routine, even when motivation wanes, that's part of being a fighter, is having the discipline to follow through with the things, even when they're tough. You need to have perseverance. I mean, the path to physical improvement is filled with challenges. I can tell you from personal experience, there are setbacks, there are obstacles. You should learn to develop a never give up attitude, even when things are tough. And hopefully along this way, you will build some self-confidence. You're going to believe in your ability to achieve your goals. And as you achieve benchmarks along the way and you track your progress, you're going to see the change, not just visually, but you can see it tracked. You can, and that's really important. When you can't see the changes in the mirror, it's important that you can see the changes somewhere where it is obvious, like on a piece of paper where you've tracked your goals and said, oh, okay, look, yes, I may not see that I lost 5 pounds this week or whatever. Obviously, that's too much to lose in a week. 1 to 2 is something you can reasonably hope for. But, you know, maybe I didn't see that I lost any weight on the scale, but I did see that my lifts got better. I did see that I ran further. And I know that because I tracked it. And so I know that changes are happening inside my body, even if my eyes can't see them yet. Right? Now, there are going to be a few challenges. I already mentioned that. Let's talk about just a couple of them. Time constraints, obviously. Developing strength and resilience takes time. It takes commitment. So breaking your goals down into smaller, manageable steps or benchmarks, that will help, as well as having a scheduling app. Schedule dedicated time to work out on your calendar. lack of motivation. Motivation fluctuates. So having a workout buddy or a tracking app or listening to motivational podcasts to stay engaged can really help. I know one of the big things I did when I first started turning my life and my body around when my daughter was born about 12 years ago, I was significantly overweight and I wanted to change that. I wanted to be around for the long run for her. And one of the things that I did to help with my motivation was when I was feeling unmotivated, I would literally Google motivating fitness pictures and I would save a folder of pictures with motivating phrases on them. I would get on YouTube and I would watch motivational videos about working out or Spartan races or all these other things. So it just programmed my mind to think more motivated, to repeat sort of those cliche sayings in my head over and over again until I sort of found the motivation again to keep moving. And remember, you're going to have plateaus. They can slow you down. You can stop. Challenge yourself when that happens to find new exercises, different intensity, or just switch up your routine to try and get things moving again. And remember, listen to your body. You need to prepare yourself to prevent injury. Prioritize proper form. Learn proper form. Look on YouTube. See a personal trainer if you need to. Somebody that can help you find ways to minimize the risk of injuring yourself. You're going to be a lot more successful if you can keep your body healthy. And then just remember, only do what you can do. This is a personalized process. This is not something that you need to be comparing yourself to. Even if you have friends in your party who are going to be adventuring with you along this process of leveling up, it's still personal. The leveling up process is still something that should be personal to you, improving yourself day by day, not improving compared to them. Just improve compared to the person you were yesterday, and you're going to do just fine. So one thing I would suggest, and I'm going to suggest this for every class that we focus on, is to develop a 3-month plan. Set your goals and your skills for 3 months, because that is something that you can, it's not too far down the road, but you can have some serious successes during that time. So an example 3-month fighter leveling up plan. Month one is going to be building your foundation. That first month is going to focus on establishing consistent exercise habits, prioritizing healthy sleep and nutrition. It's going to have, you're going to do some strength training. You're going to learn proper form for compound exercises, and you're going to incorporate some cardio. So those are kind of month one. You're just going to be learning how to do things properly and learning how to stick to a schedule. Month two, you're going to be leveling up your routine. You're going to be increasing your training intensity, introducing new lifts, refining your nutrition so that you're getting your proper macros. You're going to use progressive overload to increase the weight or the sets or the reps that you're performing, and you're going to explore new exercises. For your cardio, for your constitution portion, you can increase the intensity by incorporating HIIT workouts or high-intensity interval training. Make the experience more challenging. Fine-tune those macros, you know, find exactly how much your protein, your carbs, your fats are needed to support your training goals, and consider if you need consulting a dietitian for personal guidance during month two. And then on month three, you're going to be refining your fighter's edge. This is where you're going to be challenging yourself with advanced exercises, making sure you're hitting those goals that you set early on. So learn some advanced lifting techniques with proper guidance and proper form. Consider a split routine that focuses on specific muscle groups in each training session. And then in your cardio at this point, you can start doing different cardio activities like plyometrics or a jumping rope or speed drills, things that are engaging but also push you a little bit further. And during the third month, I would say you need to focus on some mental toughness. Develop a meditation routine or visualization or some sort of yoga or flexibility. Even though flexibility might be more aligned with Dex, it's still important to have functional flexibility with strength training. So don't forget about that as well. And then remember, this whole time you're going to want to warm up and cool down. That's just an important thing for the physical aspects. Before each workout, get a dynamic warm up, prepare your body for exercise, and after work, do some static stretching to improve that functional flexibility and reduce the muscle soreness that you might experience. That is all for today, my fighting friends. I hope that you have enjoyed the start of this process. If you are going to be leveling up as fighter, then I welcome you to the challenges. I'm interested in hearing about your goals that you're setting for yourself, the things that you might want to focus on as skills to improve, and how the process goes for you. You can always find me on Instagram at Dungeons Dragons Psychology. You can find links to my Linktree. You can always email me at DungeonsDragonsPsychology@gmail.com. And I would be happy to talk with you and speak with you. If you have any questions or if you want any more suggestions, please feel free to reach out. I am hoping for you that you have the ability to make some great improvements as a fighter, as whatever class you want to be. But for today, that's a fighter. So until next time, my friends, we'll see you next session.